PricewaterhouseCoopers Public Sector Practice has won a Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award. It's the first services provider to win a Baldrige in 15 years. Now, since 1987, the Commerce Department has been authorized by Congress to make up to 18 awards each year across six categories. Joining me with what it takes to get through the selection process, PwC's U.S. Public Sector Practice Leader, Scott McIntyre. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so give us a little bit of background on the award itself. I mean, it was started back in the era when manufacturing was thought to be lost in the United States because of quality.
You're right. It was started, and as you mentioned, it's administered by the Department of Commerce's National Institute of Standards and Technology. It was started during the Reagan administration to promote quality at a time, just as you described, when American manufacturing was felt to be at a competitive disadvantage from low-cost substitutes overseas, and the initiative from the Commerce Department was to really create a set of criteria that manufacturers and other companies in the U.S. could follow to achieve performance excellence. And it's gotten a lot of traction over the years, and candidly, having gone through the process recently, we've learned firsthand how disciplined you have to be to adopt these criteria and how much of an impact they can have to your business.
And you should probably give us a brief picture of what PricewaterhouseCoopers U.S. Public Sector Practice specializes in, or what do you do there?
Sure. We were created to consult, to provide consulting and audit services to the U.S. federal government. We've expanded into state and local and multilaterals, but essentially we're a consulting and audit firm with the mission to take our commercial capabilities as one of the largest consulting and audit firms in the world into the U.S. federal and U.S. public sector space.
And if an employee puts a space bar between Price and Waterhouse and Coopers, they come and yell at you, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's forbidden.
All right. So tell us about what it was like. First of all, what prompted you to go after the award? What made you think you might be able to win one?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We were probably a little bit naive because winning the award and getting becoming a recipient of the award actually is a little bit harder than we originally anticipated. But we did want to build a business that served the U.S. federal government in a distinctive way. And one of the things that we thought would help us achieve that was to be very customer-oriented, very agile, and very flexible. Adopting the Baldrige criteria and building our business and our operations around those criteria has helped enable us to do that. It gives us an opportunity to be operationally agile, but most importantly, the criteria help you link your strategy, your human capital process, your leadership development process, and all of your core operations together and help them focus on what your customers actually want. And it's a discipline that forces you, first and foremost, to really learn and know what your customers, what your clients really value. And it forces you to drive your processes around adding value rather than adding layers of bureaucracy.
All right, let's walk through this. What kind of effort is required on the application itself?
So the application is a pretty big lift, Tom. It begins with a fairly comprehensive organizational profile describing the industry that you operate in. Of course, ours is public sector, and the economics associated with that industry, along with a description of your core values, your overarching strategy, and, of course, your operating model. The application then dives pretty deeply into each of the areas that are ultimately evaluated by the Baldrige evaluators, such as leadership, where you describe, for instance, how leaders are selected in your organization, how they're evaluated for succession, how you coach them, how you present your leadership development investments and show how they link to your clients' requirements as well as your overarching strategy. Another example would be the presentation of your core operations. The Baldrige application gives you a chance to describe your core operations and business processes and how they add value to clients, how they link back to your strategy, how they're continuously improved. Regardless of whether you're talking about leadership or workforce development, operations or customer focus, or your overarching strategy, you need to articulate in the application how each area is reinforced by and related to the others and how you continuously improve each one. That adds up to a pretty big application, a fairly complex and thorough description of your business. It winds up looking like an architecture document for the core operations of the entire enterprise.
So this is a pretty big document, lots of pages, lots of going around and really, I guess, doing a self-audit almost.
It is self-audit's actually a good word for it. By the time you apply for the Baldrige Award and you've done an invasive analysis of how your business, basically how your business looks, if you are selected to become a finalist, then there is a whole nother effort of defense of your business model and candidly, the presentation of artifacts to ensure that your proposal, your application rather, has integrity and that the business measures up.
Yeah, how does that all work? Do they come in physically and go through your company and talk to people? How does that all work?
They do. We were notified several months ago that we were selected for a site visit. And when they select you for a site visit, the first thing they do is request a whole lot of additional documents, artifacts like your strategic plan, your operating plan, process maps, your succession plan. The documents go on and on. And the list and the inventory is pretty exhaustive. It takes several days to pull those together and get them out to the evaluators. When the evaluators come on site, they spend the better part of a whole week interviewing people and naturally going through a whole lot of other documents that they ask for when they're here. The interviews are extremely invasive, and candidly, Tom, they put you on the spot, and I think that's a good thing. They put you on the spot to defend your business. They make you think hard about the business, and the process helps not only defend the application and the claims that you're making in the application to Baldrige, but it makes you think through all the operating imperatives of the business as well.
We're speaking with Scott McIntyre. He is PricewaterhouseCoopers U.S. Public Sector Practice Leader. And then they go back and do their thing. And how do you find out that you have won?
So you sit on pins and needles for a couple of months as they not only continue the evaluation, but they look at the other organizations and companies that they've evaluated through the site visit process. And depending on where you are in your maturity and your capabilities in each of these key areas, you have a chance to get recognized as a recipient of the award. We were notified several weeks ago by Commerce Secretary Pritzker. It was a delight to receive her call, obviously. And, you know, it's the next step is receiving the award, which we're excited about. But candidly, you know, this is important as you embark on a journey of quality like this. It doesn't end with this award. It's a great milestone, a terrific reprieve, and something we're proud of. But it is certainly just a milestone along the journey of continuous quality.
Now, in your award, they noted the areas of customer engagement and knowledge management. How do you define customer engagement? Everybody talks about it. Federal agencies say they want it. What is it?
Sure. Customer engagement was a big part of our presentation, and it's certainly, as I alluded to when we started the discussion, a core part of the reason that we pursued the Baldrige Award in the first place. Customer engagement for us is first and foremost knowing what your customers, what your clients want. That starts with segmentation of your market, and it starts, you know, from the segmentation with a determination of what services you're going to offer, which customers, and how those services are going to add value. So for us, customer engagement starts with knowing who the customer is, knowing what they want, but also defining what we're going to do for the customer that adds value, and constantly measuring that, analyzing that, and candidly, occasionally changing it as we learn about what the customer's needs really are.
And as an operating company, how do you keep your workforce, the people that are actually engaging with federal agencies, to be able to spend most of their time on the work with the agencies and not too much time on metrics and reporting and proving what they're doing?
Yeah, two things. First, we start with a very simple cohort of metrics to begin with. We don't overanalyze the performance of our people. We have key metrics like a lot of other successful companies. We focus on those metrics and leave the bulk of their work to client service and learning and development. A big part of our model is constantly retraining and educating our people, helping them seek certifications, ensuring that they have a rich learning and development environment that continues their professional career growth.
And those judges that came through and talked to all the people, do they also talk to customers, do you know?
They don't talk to customers directly. What they do, though, is part of the evaluation is to look concretely at how you talk to customers and how you seek feedback from your customers. So when you have the Baldrige Examiner show up at your site, one thing you have to do is be very open and let them see, you know, in the case of the customer that you're talking about right now, let them see the customer feedback you get, the good, the constructive, and everything in between.
And I guess this is a more general question, but there are lots of consulting firms that are pretty deep into the federal space right now, into the federal government in a variety of areas, operationally and also consultatively. And so how do you maintain the relationship such that you can get as much done as the customer wants without intruding on what really the government should be doing for itself?
That's a great question. And I think that's the difference between consultants and contractors. We're consultants. Our job is to get in, help address an issue, a problem, an opportunity, and get out. And I think that helps, that philosophy, that approach, and the proposal that's associated there too, helps delineate that difference between what we're supposed to be doing as consultants and what the government is expert at.
And do you ever come to a situation where you see it's easier for someone external to see a problem in an organization than sometimes it is for the organization itself? What happens when you discover, one of your consultants discovers, you know what, George there, that's really the problem. If you got rid of him, 10 more things would fall into place. How do you handle a situation like that?
Yeah, obviously, it's more typically not an individual, but an opportunity for improvement in the organization, a process, a control, a system, et cetera. And, you know, that's what we're hired to do. You hit the nail on the head when you talked about an outside perspective. We all need outside perspectives from time to time, particularly perspectives that have a commercial orientation and an understanding of commercial business models, commercial operations that can be adopted by the federal government. And that's a big part of why our clients hire us.
All right. So a final question. How are you able to recognize all the people in the public sector practice? Do they all get a pin or something that say, I want a Baldrige?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's twofold. One is, yeah, there's a pen, not a pin, coming everybody's way. So anybody who's tuned in this morning will enjoy a beautiful pen that we ordered commemorating the event. But the other is, you know, this is really an accolade to all of our people. It builds their credentials while they work at PwC or if they go on to other things. They are all part of a successful Baldrige application. They were all part of a quality journey and a quality story. That is heavily endorsed by the receipt of this award. So we're excited for them and what it means to their careers, what it means to their credibility in the market, and their professionalism.
Scott McIntyre is PricewaterhouseCoopers U.S. Public Sector Practice Leader. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.